Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, would you like to go on a cruise? How about a Disney-style cruise? Well, you're in luck because the title of today's lesson is Cruising on the Disney Dream. Yesterday, we began our trip to the Bahamas on the Disney Dream. That is, of course, the name of the cruise. Of course, there's lots to do on the ship, right? But what about off the ship? What can you do when you get off? Here, we're going to learn about this today. Here's a question for you. Where does the cruise take you? Where does the cruise take you? Find the answer to that question in our lesson. I know you have your magazine open. You're ready. What are we waiting for? Let's begin.
Cruising on the Disney Dream. We didn't let the onboard activities keep us away from the islands, though. Our cruise had two ports of call: Nassau, the capital of the Bahamas, and Castaway Key, Disney's private island. Nassau is home to fantastic shopping and soft sand beaches, as well as the Atlantis Resort, complete with aquariums, dolphin encounters, and a water park. When we booked our cruise, we also signed up for several port adventures, which comprise off-ship activities. But just because they are called port adventures didn't mean we stayed in port. A few of the adventures my family enjoyed were deep sea fishing, snorkeling, and parasailing.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 port call 这个名词。Port 是指港口，所以 port call 是指船只旅程中的停靠港。例如 ,our cruise's last port call will be Juno. 我们游轮的最后一个停靠港是朱诺市。或者是 ,our ship needs to be fueled in each port call. 我们的船每个停靠港都必须要加油。Port call 也指旅途中的临时落脚处。例如 ,our first port call in town was the tourist center.我们到这个城镇的第一个停留的地方就是旅游中心。接下来我们看的是 comprise 这个动词。comprise 指包含或者是由什么组成的。例如 ,the exhibition comprises 50 paintings and 20 sculptures. 这个展览包括50幅画作以及20座的雕塑作品。或者是 ,female members comprise over 50% of our committee.我们的委员会有 50% 都是女性会员。如果要说明由什么组成的话，是用 of 这个介系词。例如 ,the school is comprised of students with diverse cultural backgrounds. 这个学校是由多元文化背景的学生们所组成的。
Friends, thank you so much for joining us again. And again, we have our very special guest, Carolyn Kalpin, who wrote...this article, this lesson, all about her awesome cruise on the Disney Dream. Thank you again for joining us, Carolyn.
Thank you so much for having me here. I am just so happy to be able to talk about this trip. It was so much fun.
Well, if you had more room, would you have written a lot more about your trip?
Yes, definitely. As I was trying to think of what to share, it was really difficult to fit it into just 2 days.
All right. Well, it sounds like you had so much fun, and you did write about some of the fun that you experienced. And you said, you wrote, we didn't let the onboard activities keep us away from the islands. So that means you didn't just stay on the ship?
Right. So there were just so many activities going on at all times on the ship. You didn't have to leave.But we didn't let that keep us away from going ashore because we also stopped at 2 islands, and we wanted to explore those as well.
Hmm.
And this is actually a really great phrase. Before we move on with the lesson, I have another way or an example as to how you can use this phrase. I know nobody likes mosquitoes and flies and bugs, but please don't let the mosquitoes keep you away from going hiking in the mountains, because it's definitely going to be worth it.
That's true. Or, you know, speaking of going to islands, there's, of course, beaches there. Sometimes it can get hot. Don't let the heat keep you away from the beaches, because it can still be a fun time. Okay, let's move on with Carolyn's lesson. Our cruise had two ports of call, Nassau, and which is the capital of the Bahamas, and Castaway. Is that K or Key?
Key. Castaway Key. I know it's spelled as C-N-U-Y. Everyone thinks it's K. It is Key.
Ah, I see.
And how did you like Castaway Key? I thought it was fantastic. It was probably my favorite. It's just, it's so hard to pick a favorite when everything is so nice.
So there's Castaway Key, which sounds like something that I should do when I go on the Disney Dream. I should definitely take a stop at Castaway Key, not Castaway K. Although, something about this word, though, if you're just using the word alone, I believe you can pronounce it K. A K is an island, and so if it's just you're talking about the K, it's K. But Castaway, C-A-Y, is pronounced Castaway Key.
Now, in our lesson, or your lesson that you wrote, you talk about there's shopping and soft beaches, as well as the Atlantis Resort. Did you go to this aquarium and see dolphins?
We did go to the aquarium. We didn't get to see the dolphins. They were in a separate area. But we did go to the Atlantis Resort, and we looked around, and we saw so many beautiful sea creatures. We saw sharks and turtles and stingrays and all sorts of things. But you can go and also play with the dolphins.
But you didn't have the opportunity to do that.
No, we did not have time.
Okay. Well, maybe that's one thing you want to do on your next trip with the Disney Dream. Well, you said you got to do some shopping as well. It's home to fantastic shopping. So did you shop a lot?
Well, it was pretty interesting. The weather was beautiful for almost all of our trip, except the morning we arrived in Nassau. It poured rain. So staying inside the shop was the best option, because we were able to get off the ship before it started raining, but while we were there, it just poured.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the perfect place to be in, or the perfect time to be indoors shopping is when it's raining or when it's bad weather outside. Well, we continue. When we booked our cruise, we also signed up for several port adventures, which comprise off-ship activities. Now, what does that phrase mean, Carolyn, when you signed up for the port adventures?
Well, so that means that there's a list of things, a list of activities that you can do, and you need to write down your personal information for which activities you want to do, which ones you want to participate in. You need to sign up for them.
And, of course, there are other things that you can sign up for, not just activities on a cruise. Let's say, for example, you're going to go to a picnic or some sort of dinner. You could say, I have signed up to bring chips and drinks to the party. Or let's say you want to take classes. That's another thing that you need to sign up for. Sign up for evening classes.
And, of course, Carolyn and her family signed up for some cool adventures. The last sentence in this paragraph says, a few of the adventures my family enjoyed were deep-sea fishing, snorkeling, and parasailing. Well, here they are at Castaway Key, spelled C-A-Y. Now, if you go eat a dinner, it might be a delicious dinner, D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S. Why does the C sometimes have different pronunciations? Well, Steve and Ken want to talk about that in the Info Cloud.
When I was growing up as a kid, I looked up words in the dictionary a lot. You know, more for the purpose of learning how to spell them than for learning their definitions.
A few years back, a curious computer software expert conducted a study to find out which words people looked up the most.
What he found was that 83% of all the words people looked up contained the letter C. His guess was that the letter C causes the most confusion.
And I believe it. There's confusion surrounding the I before E except after C rule. There's also confusion because C doesn't really have an identity of its own. Its role, mainly, is to mimic the sounds of two other letters in the alphabet, S and K.
Right. The general rule being, if a C comes before an E, I, or Y, it gets the sh sound, like in the words delicious and ocean.
If the C doesn't come before any of those three letters, then it's probably a k sound, like in the word cast away.
Friends, what do you think? Should we try living without the confusing and redundant letter C?
你可曾想过人们查字典最常翻阅到的字母是哪一个？ 答案是C。 有一项调查发现，人们所查的生字当中，有 83%的生字里头都有C这个字母。 其实C的确是个令人困惑的字母，因为它并没有属于它自己的发音，它所发的音有时候是发sh的音，像 ocean, delicious， 有时候却是发k的音，像 cast, forecast, cast away。 一般来讲，如果C是在EI或Y之前， 那就是发sh的音， 其余的几乎是要发k的音。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次节目再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are having such a great time learning about Carolyn's experience on the Disney cruise. So, Carolyn, can you tell me how you enjoyed your snorkeling experience?
Oh, it was so much fun. The water there is just beautiful and clear, and there are so many fish, and you can really see them because the water is just so beautiful.
Well, you also mentioned that you went to Castaway Key. And what all did you do there?
Well, there's a lot, and we're going to be learning about that next.
Cruising on the Disney Dream. Perhaps my favorite day was at Castaway Key. I loved relaxing on the beach, swimming in the warm tropical water, playing games and eating delicious food. There was even a beach designated as adults only for us to enjoy. Castaway Key was also where my whole family snorkeled around a small reef and was able to fully appreciate the different hues of the ocean water. My time cruising on the Disney Dream certainly felt like a dream come true.
OK， 继续我们看 designate 这个动词 ，sign 这个字根有记号的意思，所以 designate 是指指定。例如 ，this area is designated for first class passengers， 这个区域是指定给头等舱的乘客使用的，或者是 these parking lots are designated for VIP customers， 这些停车位被划定为供 VIP 顾客使用。designate 也指指派或者是委派。 例如 Stewart was designated as captain of the school football team. Stewart 被指派为足球校队的队长。最后我们看的是 hue 这个名词。hue 是指色彩或色调。例如 The artist loves to use bright hues in his paintings. 这位艺术家喜欢在画作中使用明亮的颜色。或者是 The designer's new collection is full of candy hues. 这位设计师新系列的作品中充满了糖果般的颜色。 或者是 the customer wants her hair to have a warmer hue for winter. 这位顾客要在冬天能够有暖色一点的发色。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, in this section, Carolyn is talking to us about Castaway Key. We read, perhaps my favorite day was at Castaway Key. Now, again, that's spelled C-A-Y, but pronounced key in this case. Which reminds me, earlier this month we learned about English, cool facts about English.
Oh, yeah.
And the long E sound we read has 8 different ways of spelling. Actually, we can see here there's 9 different ways. A-I can also be, A-Y can also sometimes be pronounced long E.
Don't you just love the English language?
English is great.
It is great. Well, anyway, in our lesson, Carolyn, you said that you loved relaxing on the beach, swimming in the warm tropical water, playing games, and eating delicious food. What kind of delicious food did you enjoy eating?
Well, there's just such a wide variety of food to choose from. So Disney does an excellent job catering to many different types of diets, and within my family, you can read in the magazine that there were actually 4 people who had special diets, and we were able to find something for everyone. There were veggie burgers, there were hamburgers, there were hot dogs, there were all sorts of gluten-free options as well.
So there was something for everyone as far as food is concerned.
And of course, we're reading about the stuff that she could do at Castaway Key. There was even a beach designated as adults only for us to enjoy. So, did you enjoy this adults only beach?
Well, we didn't have time to go to the adults only beach.
Oh, that's too much to
do. I know, there just was too much to do. We went snorkeling instead, which was also an adults only activity.
Hey, you know, I really like that word, only. Why is it that you use the word only in the lesson, adults only?
Well, it's to show that it's limited to a certain group of people. So it could be employees only, it could be children only, and actually there were parts of the ship that were kids only.
Oh, great. So everyone can have fun just hanging out with people just like them. So there's this adults-only beach that you could enjoy, or even adults-only snorkeling. And you said Castaway Key was also where my whole family snorkeled around a small reef and was able to fully appreciate the different hues of the ocean water. So I gather from this sentence that there were a lot of different colors in the water?
Yes. So this was my first time seeing the ocean that many colors. I was used to just seeing dark blue as the ocean color, but in the Bahamas, there's light blue and dark blue and green and aqua and teal and just so many different colors, and you can see the transition, the change in the colors in this picture, and that's only a few of the colors.
Yeah, something I like about this picture is that everything happens so closely offshore. Often the color changes when it gets really deep, maybe further out in the distance. But you could see there was the lighter green and then the darker green and blue. And then even out in the distance, it changed back to the lighter greens. So all these different hues up close.
Right.
Well, Carolyn, you used the phrase to fully appreciate the different hues of the ocean water. Now, why is it that you used the phrase to fully appreciate? What exactly does this mean?
Well, I didn't understand before. I've heard the ocean described as being green. I've heard it being described as being blue and all of these different colors or hues, but I did not appreciate just what it meant until I saw it myself.
You know, this actually reminds me of another example. As a kid, we used to go to all these different art museums. And unfortunately, at the time, I couldn't fully appreciate the art at these museums because I was so young.
I think that's one reason why parents sometimes wait until their kids are older to take them traveling to different places in the world, too, because they want their kids to be able to fully appreciate what they're experiencing. And sometimes you can't fully appreciate art until you learn maybe about some of the art history, too. So there are many ways to use this phrase, to fully appreciate something.
And of course, the last sentence of the lesson says, my time cruising on the Disney Dream certainly felt like a dream come true. So is this something that you dreamt about doing for a long time?
Well, this was my first time going on a cruise, okay. So it was really special, and it's probably something that won't happen again in the future anytime soon, mm-hmm. to have all of my family there together. So it was really like a dream to be able to be that close and just spend time with them.
No, that does sound pretty cool. I love spending time with family, with my siblings, with my relatives as well. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for now, but it is time for a review sketch.
Well, it's time to start making travel plans.
You're too late. I've already mapped out all your vacation plans.
What? Who are you?
I'm your Disney fairy, and you're going aboard the Disney Dream.
The Disney cruise ship? Wow, it's a Disney dream come true.
That's right. Here, take a look.
What? Taking pictures with Captain Mickey? Are we allowed?
Of course. From the minute you set foot on the ship, you'll feel like an honored guest.
Well then, I'm ready for a magical adventure.
Look at the schedule. It's packed with activities.
Oh, a musical in the Walt Disney Theater?
Yes, showcasing Disney characters. And of course, the Disney Dream wouldn't be a Disney experience without this.
An amusement park style ride? On board?
Yes. It's the Aqueduct Water Slide. It goes over the ship and out over the water. Whee!
Breathtaking! Will we visit the islands?
Of course. There are two ports of call. Nassau, the capital of the Bahamas, and Castaway Key, Disney's private island.
Nassau has fantastic shopping, soft sand beaches, a resort, aquariums, and a water park.
And Castaway Key, Disney's private island, has a beach designated for adults only.
I qualify. Wow, this Disney dream will certainly be a dream come true.
I know. Captain Mickey, here we come.
Yay! That's the Disney dream.
So, Carolyn, would you recommend this cruise to other people?
I definitely would recommend it. No matter your age or how big or small your family is, it is a great time.
Well, I would love to go sometime in the future. Friends, that is all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.